January has a new name in Turkmenistan. In fact, much of the calendar in that Central Asian country has been changed. It seems that President Saparmurat Niyazov, better known in that country as Akbar Turkmenbashi, wanted to play a bigger role in his citizens' everyday lexicon. So the first month of the year is now called Turkmenbashi, named for him. October is named for a book the president wrote, and April will be named for his mother. Turkmenistan's president has often been compared to North Korean leader Kim Il-sung in his cult of personality, and the country's rubber stamp assembly has agreed to the changes. Erica Daly is program officer with the Central Eurasia Project of the Open Society Institute. She joins us from New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are there other changes to the calendar? I mean, did you change every month?
Well, the names have been changed, as have the days of the week.
Now, I gather that everything in Turkmenistan reflects Turkmenbashi. I gather his face is on the money, on vodka bottles, on tea boxes, and that there are statues of him everywhere. In fact, I gather there's one that revolves so that his arms always point to the sun.
That's right, so that his face is always towards the sun, in the light. That is in the middle of a very large square in the capital, Ashgabat, next to a rather striking statue of the president as a baby. And the statue is in gold. He's perched on top of the shoulders of a very impressive-looking bull.
But this is a country that is relatively stable, correct? There's no inter-ethnic violence, which is a rarity in the region. And Turkmenbashi has ruled successfully since before the demise of the Soviet Union. So given this, do people support him because of the stability?
There is certainly appreciation, as far as can be gauged, for the lack of war. But I would make a differentiation between lack of war and stability. Stability can also be a manifestation of complete stagnation, which is the case in Turkmenistan. There's just sort of a slow suffocation of intellectual life there that has driven a lot of people out. So you have to look at what lies behind the stability.
One of the things that I read about Turkmenistan is that gasoline is 8 cents a gallon, that you don't have to pay for electricity, for rent, for water, for bread. And of course, that brings to mind the question that actually a former Peace Corps volunteer put to us when we were thinking of doing the story. This person said, you know, you have a peaceful, stable society with a smiling patriarch looking down at you all the time, and you have all this free stuff. You may start to think of it as a kind of running joke more than something oppressive and frightening.
I think there's something to that because, as you said, many people treat the president's style of rule as something not to be taken seriously. There has been a very unfortunate tendency to not pay it adequate attention. I think it's worth pointing out that conditions are extremely repressive. There is an overwhelming atmosphere of intimidation. There is complete censorship. I think you have to be very careful not to be misled that stability is necessarily lasting or that it is in favor of developing relations with Western countries. It's simply hedging its bets for the moment.
Thanks for enlightening us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Erica Daly is a program officer with the Central Eurasia Project of the Open Society Institute. She spoke to us from New York.